Let's get it started in here.
Coming to you live from the studios of AM 1400 KKZZ, Ventura County's inspiration station, this is the Kim Pagano Show. Kim is Ventura County's mom and more, bringing you value in every way, every day. Join Kim and her friends as they interview interesting and inspirational guests, featuring everyone from authors and entertainers to doctors and experts. You can join us and share your journey by giving us a phone call at 805-639-0008. And now, here's your host, Kim Pagano.
Let's get it started. Let's get it started in here. Let's get it started. Let's get it started in here. Let's get it started. Let's get it started in here. Let's get it started. Let's get it started in here.
Lose control, a body and soul. Don't move too fast, people just take it slow. Don't get ahead.
Welcome, welcome, welcome. You have tuned in to the Kim Pagano Show. I am so glad that you are starting your day here in a positive way, even though the weather is definitely playing games with me. I'm telling you, I'm baking again. I thought it was going to rain. I mean, it rained a little bit last night. It's like playing head games with us. So, anyways, you
it's
guys are all dressed.
Still, hi, I'm Marcia. It's supposed to still rain.
There's supposed to be a big storm this weekend. Mm-hmm. So, I want to welcome all of you to my show. It's Positive Talk Radio Show. And we give you really positive news to get your life back on track and hopefully, you know, to kind of change your life in a positive way. So I welcome Marcia.
Good morning.
Thank you for being here this whole week with me. It's been so much fun. I love your input. We got Matt on our board. And how are you, Matt? You look a little rested today.
I'm good.
Yeah, you look rested.
Thank you.
Yeah, your eyes aren't sleepy or anything. What did you do? Did you get some sleep last night?
I did.
Twice as much coffee.
All right.
That does the trick, too.
There you go. And I've got my friend Madeline just on the line here with us in the studio. This is your first time, right?
Yes, it is. Yeah. Good morning, everyone.
Yeah, welcome. So she is a part of our team right now. And I am so excited to have you here today. We are really busy. If anybody, read already Facebook, if you haven't, become one of our fans on there on the Kim Pagano Show. Like us. And that's where I post mostly all my stuff there and Twitter every morning so that you can know what's going to be on my show, along with my website, which is being actually updated right now. And we're going to add some new stuff there. But we've got a busy show today. We've got Guy Finley, he was amazing, and when we talked to him last time, he's got a couple books, The Courage to be Free, Discover Your Original Fearless Self, and The Seeker, The Search, and The Sacred, and Journey to the Greatness Within.
That looks very interesting. He's taken basically all the religions and kind of pulled out the really positive things
from
the religions and put them all together. I think that's phenomenal.
Yeah, very, very spiritual, but really down to earth. I mean, really, I love talking to him, so I was really excited to get him back on. Also, we're going to be talking to Jonathan Albert and Be Fearless. It's all about changing your life, you know, and he says you could change your life in 28 days.
I think that's what they say is the
21 days is
time to change a habit.
To change a habit, yeah. As long as you could do it for 21 days. So
it takes longer to lose weight,
I'm thinking thin. I think the point is,
if you start an exercise routine, and the important part of that is the word routine.
Routine.
That you have to,
same time, same. You have to just keep in exactly. Mm-hmm. So, and then we are going to be talking to Dr. Annabelle Charbit, and her, her thing is 5 signs you might be on a dangerous date and tips that could save your life. Have you ever been on a dangerous date?
A weird one.
Uh-oh.
I have, too. Well, not in years. I mean, I've been married for 20 years, but I have been had a weird date situation
over
time.
Do you have that gut feeling?
Left in the middle of a date. I just went to the bathroom, called a friend of mine, and had him pick me up.
Really?
Yeah, because the guy was strange, and I was like, I can't deal with this anymore. Wow. And I left.
That's crazy. How about you, Matt? You said that this was an interesting topic and you wanted to hear about it. So have you had that?
I don't think I've really been on a weird date. I mean, I guess I'm kind of a dork, so I guess I would be technically the weird one, but I'm dorkish.
Oh. Well, dorky is fine. Dangerous is different. And yeah, I think that's dangerous. What she's talking about. And, you know, what we didn't have to deal with is date rape. I mean, there was date rape, but not the drugs.
Right.
When we were dating. And now you do have to watch. You don't. And I tell my kids who are in their teens, don't take a drink from somebody else. Don't, you know, you have to, if you order, and even soda or whatever.
What's crazy, yeah, you leave to go to the restroom and you come back. Oof, yeah, you never know. Don't. So,
no, you can't do it.
Isn't that crazy that you would have to worry about that?
You need a friend with you.
Right.
I mean, like on that kind of situation with people you don't know, you need to have somebody that has your back.
There you go. Well, anyways, we have a really great show, and I'm so glad that you are here today. I want to give out our phone number here. If something resonates with you and you want to ask a question, be a part of our show. Also, I want to remind you that we've got tickets to the Blues Festival this weekend, and I would love to. I've given several away, and I have more to give away. All you have to do is get your name in here at 805-639-0008. Also, we will be giving away that massage, an hour massage from Massage Heights over in Westlake, and an amazing place. So definitely get your name in for that too. 805-639-0008.
And if no one calls in for that, I'm going outside and calling in.
There you go. Yeah, definitely. So, all right. Well, again, you are listening to the Kim Pagano Show if you are just tuning in right now. So, Guy, are you there?
I'm right here.
Hey, how are you?
Hi, Kim.
Welcome back.
Thank you.
All right. So I have both of your amazing books in front of me, and I know we kind of touched on a little bit of your book the last time you were here, The Seeker, The Search, The Sacred. Can we touch a little bit on your other book, too?
We go anywhere you want to go, Kim.
Oh, this is my kind of guy right here. All right. So
it won't be a weird date.
There you
yeah,
go.
Really.
I love it. So tell us a little bit for anybody that maybe
free,
didn't hear you last time. Can you tell us a little bit about yourself?
Oh.
Did I already get you?
Was it too early for that?
Well, you know, I am an author and have been for over 35 years. I've written dozens of books. I've been very lucky and had some best-selling books. The Secret of Letting Go, Freedom from the Ties That Bind, you know, just a long list of them. I direct and teach a school here in Southern Oregon called Life of Learning Foundation. Mm. And I talk four times a week to a group of individuals here. I'm continuing with what I've been doing my whole life, which is discovering what I can that's true about myself and the world that I'm in, and sharing those ideas with individuals that that are beginning to realize that there's some valuable information that's missing, and that if we want to be happy as individuals and secure as a people, that we need to find some more common ground.
You know, I read your book, The Courage to Be Free, last night, just kind of briefed through it. And I love it because it's only a couple pages each chapter, and it just kind of helps you highlight who you are, you know?
Well, the thrust of the book is very simple in one respect, but it's a lifelong study and a lifelong journey, and that is that we are not... I mean, do you have a dog or a pet?
Of course.
Several.
Yes.
I mean, if you walked in the house, and I hope it's not this way... I mean, imagine you had a horse, make it simpler. You would know there was something wrong if the horse put a saddle on you, wouldn't you?
Yeah. Right.
Well, we're not meant to be straddled, led around by our own thoughts and feelings.
Wow. You know what? This is so interesting that you're going down this road, because I thought about this yesterday, and I think I heard somebody say that we lead our life by other people's thoughts.
Well, it's not inaccurate, Kim.
Yeah, I know. And so how do we deleash ourselves from that and really be in our moment and what I'm going to get tongue-tied here, but who we were meant to be. And that's what is so important. And that's one of the reasons I thought I'd have you back.
And I opened the book, and the first chapter I see is finding forgiveness for those who hurt you. And I think so many of us are caught up in things that people have done to you and not being able to let them go and move on.
Because, you see, in this instance, let's take the idea of, you know, where does one begin with this? Well, let's go back. Let's have another analogy. How long would you spend, Kim, with somebody who you discovered was constantly using you and betraying you? Would you spend a lot of time with such a person?
No.
You hope not.
No, I think I have enough awareness now that and honor myself. I think that's the key right there.
Well, but yes, all right. So this is good, and it's a great start. But what about anxiety? What about regrets, or as your co-host there mentioned, the resentment that we have towards people who have hurt us? Isn't it true that when I run into somebody who maybe hurt me once upon a time, or I get a phone call, and suddenly I hear something's going on where I'm working, and there may be changes, that in an instant, my mind is co-opted, it's taken over by the relationship that presents itself to me, you know, well, this person did that, and I literally start hearing something telling me who I am, what happened to me, and what may happen to me if I don't take some action.
Yeah.
Isn't that true?
Very true.
You know, well, and it's just like the person that dates the same person over and over again. I mean, not literally the same person, but they basically find the same kind of person over and over again.
Face.
Because they're working out something, but they never get past what it is they're working out.
But see, what we're looking at here is that it's not, the other person isn't the problem in my life. The job, the conditions that I find myself in only have the authority over me that I have given them in the moment where, instead of understanding that these events, these relationships are intended for me to use them, for me to discover the truth about myself. We need to back up a little bit.
And I just want to remind anybody that's just tuning in right now, you are listening to The Kim Pagano Show, and we're talking with Guy Finley. He's got several books, but the book that we're talking about is The Courage to Be Free, Discover Your Original Fearless Self. And you know what? Wow, you nailed all of us on this, okay?
Well, I think we have a tendency to give too much power away
right.
to other people.
Okay, but yes, that's right. But why? See, that's what everybody knows we do that, and we jump all over ourselves for being that kind of person. You know, I let him take the reins, I let her call the shot, and now I ran into trouble.
I think sometimes, maybe for women especially, we don't want to appear as being aggressive.
No, that's not it. Here's the answer.
Okay.
We don't know the reason we're alive.
Yeah.
Wow.
I mean, that's the bottom line. If I know my true purpose, no one has power over me.
Mm-hmm. Mm.
Nobody. And here's a sidebar, interesting note. Do you know the only thing that troubles us about other people, regardless of what it is? There's only one thing. It's what we want from them.
Yeah.
Wow.
That's the only thing. And why? Why is it that a man, a woman, a job, a place I live, why is it that any of those things, I can find myself underneath them, literally being buried by unproductive relationships with people that I thought would be positive, so forth and so on? And the short answer is that I think presently, because I don't know the true purpose of my life, that who I am is defined by these people that I originally pursued.
Mm. Mm. Do you, Guy, know the purpose why you're here?
Absolutely.
Okay. And what is that?
It's to be present enough in every moment to use what I am shown about myself to let go of who I have been in favor of discovering who I am in the moment, made new by it.
I love this. I agree with you, and I love this chapter. In chapter 10, it says, let go and flow with real life. Real life is not static. Its only rule is change. So it should be clear, either you agree to participate in the process of eternal renewal, or you will feel punished by it.
That's it.
I totally agree with that.
We have to learn to want what life wants. If we don't want what life wants, we will always be in a fight with it because of what we call our wants. But our wants are those very things that we started the top of the show with, which is they're not our wants at all. Well, Kim, where did any of us get the idea of what it means to be a successful human being? Where do you think that idea came from?
From other people.
Yeah, and how happy are they?
Some are not. You're absolutely right. Wow.
I mean, they're wrecks.
Yeah.
Human beings are wrecks because we have all adapted and adopted to a host of ideas about what it means to be a successful human being. To be a successful human being is someone who isn't afraid of what life brings.
You know, it's interesting. My daughter had a conflict with, she's 16, and she had a conflict with somebody at school the other day. And I was having a conversation with her, and I said, okay, you cannot change the other person or how they feel about anything. Mm-hmm. All you have to do is figure out how you react to the problem and how this is affecting you and move on.
That's right. I call that we must learn to do what is in our power and refuse to do what is not.
Right.
What's in my power is to be present enough to myself in the moment where someone is punishing or cruel and realize that that may have been what they did, but I don't have to continually revisit the scene of the crime and make myself a victim over and over again as I try to figure out how to punish them.
And I think as women, we tend to get involved in the, is it the word minutia?
Yes.
Minutia of the issue instead of moving on to how you can solve it.
Everybody does.
Yeah, I don't think it's just women.
No, everybody does. And the reason that we do that is because the more there are parts of us that very strongly believe that our value as an individual is determined by how others treat us.
God, you hit another nail.
Yeah.
God.
That's a good one.
Okay. Wow. Did we need this today, all of us out there?
Yeah.
And, you know, in here? Because really, you know, so, Guy, you hit it all on the nose. We all are kind of a part of all these things that you're saying. What can we do to help ourselves, to help our life, to be the best life that we have been given?
You know, you asked me, do I know my purpose? Now,
yeah.
Now I'll restate it for you.
Okay.
Because it answers the question of how. We have forgotten who we are, Kim.
Hmm.
And the reason we've forgotten who we are is because we have all, as I said a moment ago, adapted these various identities that I'm this kind of person doing this kind of job. I should be treated in this manner by other people. I should live in that kind of home, have these properties, so forth and so on. And every last one of the ways in which we define ourselves by these social values that are already corrupt, to the same degree that we define ourselves by things like that, we are confined by them because you can't separate your resistance to what someone does or how the world changes, to your insistence that it go the way you believe it should.
Yeah, I always tell my kids, there is a consequence to every action, good and bad.
So,
whatever action you take in your life, there will be a consequence. So, you know, you need to move towards the positive consequences instead of the negative consequences.
Well, in this instance, look, if you could, Kim, when you're in the middle of a situation with somebody, whatever it may be, an uncomfortable moment, some bad news comes your way, something about your health, your family figured out. If you could, in the moment when you first meet that challenge, have all of yourself present, meaning every last thing you've been through that's like that, where you realize that sometimes these things that seem so terrible actually turn out to be really great moments of self-discovery, so that you had all of you present in the moment where something is pushing against you, can you see that you would make different decisions than you do as opposed from that knee-jerk reaction where suddenly you're fighting with someone or fleeing a situation.
Absolutely.
And you're going out of fear instead of being,
exactly.
Yes, I get you.
All right. I'm saying that our true purpose is always to be present enough to ourselves that we are aware of at once what is impossible, and because we are aware of that, for instance, it's impossible to be at peace and try to punish somebody. It's impossible to be in command of myself and run in fear from something. So if I can be fully present to myself in the moment, then in that presence, I am offered possibilities that don't exist when my mind and heart is ruled by some habitual reaction. So what do I need to do? How do I make the change? I need to become present to myself enough to ask a simple question. Here it is. Is this thought, is this feeling serving me or stealing from me? That's simple. Because in order to ask the question, I have to come to a stop. I can't be washed away by that flood of reaction. Instead, I have to realize what I need to do right now is not figure out what to do. I need to remember who I am.
Wow.
Right? What do I do, but who am I?
Yeah.
I think a lot of us live like we're a ball of snow going down a hill.
That's exactly it.
You know,
that was a great analysis of that. Yes, you're absolutely. We take every little thing that we pass in our day and forget who we are and what we've learned.
That's it.
And what we stand for.
That's it.
So, wow, what an amazing reminder. And I think I love where you're going. I can't wait to have you back again. I want to meet you, I'm telling you. Where are all your classes and where can people find you?
First, the website. And listeners, you can get a wonderful free package, really, that get you started. It's all free, nothing to it. A free download of an MP3 called 5 Steps to the Fearless Life. Some wonderful gifts at guyfinley.org. GUIFINLEY, guyfinley.org. And all my books, all my audio products available there on my website. And, of course, all the major online retailers and your local stores will carry the materials, too.
Right. I love your voice. You're so soothing, I have to tell you. You know what? I would love to continue to have you back on and discuss all of your books.
I have a good time. Let's do it.
I'm like in awe. I'm telling you. So thank you so much for everybody that was just listening right now. Guy Finley, an amazing, really, you have amazing thoughts and you bring a lot to the table. So thank you so much for being here.
Until we speak again.
You got it. All right. Enjoy.
Bye now.
All right. You are listening to The Kim Pagano Show. Wow. Was that just priceless, wasn't
Where
it?
Where do people get their wisdom? I want to know.
I'm telling you.
Life.
Yeah. Well, that's what we're not supposed to do. Not take it from life experience. Really kind of go within and really know who you are. We're going to take a really quick break. And when we come back, we're going to be talking to Jonathan Albury. And we're going to be talking about his book, Be Fearless, and Change Your Life in 28 Days. So stay with us. You're listening to The Kim Pagano Show.
I'm feeling sexy and free. Grow your business with Ventura's only hometown newspaper, the Ventura Breeze, by reaching our highly targeted audience at affordable prices. Your ad will be read by thousands of local residents, business owners, and visitors. Our affordable rates start at just over $33 an issue, giving you an exceptional return for your advertising dollar. To be included in the next issue of the Ventura Breeze, contact us at advertising@venturabreeze.com.
We can't change where our economy is today, but we can make sense of our future. Retirement will be around the corner, whether you're planning for it or not. And let's face it, most people have not. Let Hannah and David help you strategize and get focused on your future. They'll show you ways to help you reduce debt, start saving money, earn higher rates of returns, help you save toward the cost of college, and protect your family and real estate using the suitable forms of life insurance. Call Hannah and David for a no-obligation consultation. Hannah and David have been helping families and business owners in Southern California since 1999 with a great proven track record. Call them in their new Westlake office. You can reach Hannah and David at 818-402-9396. Give them a call. Today can be the first day of the rest of your life.
This is the Kim Pagano Show on AM 1400 KKZZ. Are you a fan of Kim on Facebook yet? If not, it's extremely easy. Simply go to facebook.com/The Kim Pagano Show and press the like button. You can find all about what's coming up on upcoming shows, as well as be entered in special contests to win monthly prizes. It's all for free on Facebook at facebook.com/The Kim Pagano Show. And now, once again, here's Kim.
I'm feeling all right. Gonna let it all hang out. Wanna make some noise. Really raise my voice. Yeah, I wanna scream and shout.
Back, everyone, and you are listening to the Kim Pagano Show, where all of us are finding ourselves. In fact, I want to hear somebody out there. If you enjoyed our, if you enjoy our show, period, give us a call and just let us know what it is that you like about us at 805-639-0008. And we have our next guest on, which is Jonathan Alpert, and his book is Be Fearless. And, you know, we're kind of on the same line all the way across is, you know, change your life in 28 days. But really, don't be afraid. Let's just enjoy our ride that we're going through. And like you, that was so perfect. You know, we can't be like a snowball. We pick up every personality,
everything going downhill. We end up a big blob.
Yeah. Let's just stand in our own will and be the person that we were meant to be. And let's find it together. So definitely, I would love to hear from some of my listeners out there. Anyways, Jonathan, are you there?
I'm here.
Welcome.
Good to talk to you. Your previous guest certainly had a soothing voice.
Oh, my God. Okay, so I wasn't alone. I thought I was like in that. We were like in Zen.
Yeah,
right?
Zen.
I'll put on my best soothing
voice. No, I'm sure you're going to be perfect. So tell us a little bit about yourself and how we change our life in 28 days. I love fast steps.
Sure. I'm a therapist in Manhattan, New York, and I've been practicing for about 15 years. And my approach to therapy is really to get results. I'm not the type of therapist that will just keep someone in therapy for a decade or years.
You know, I love that because some people do go to therapy for like 20
for
years.
Yeah, yes. It's part of their,
They do, and I actually had an extremely controversial piece that ran in the New York Times op-ed section this past weekend, and I've received hundreds of emails, most of which are hate emails from other therapists. They suspect that I'm sort of calling them on their poor service. So people get stuck in therapy, and that was a big reason why I wrote this book, because people don't need to be in therapy for years. My clients usually graduate after several months or a few months. And that's what you find in my book, Be Fearless. It has a 5-step plan that's very efficient, very practical, and it helps people get past the fear that's getting between them and success and reaching their dreams and goals.
So what's the first step? Do you have to define what the issue is before you
Yes. The first step is actually to define your dream and your goal. Most people get bogged down in what's wrong, and they don't think about what's right or where they'd like to go. So I ask readers to define their dream and to really visualize the future that they want for themselves, and then to write it down, write out a list of what those goals and dreams are, and then we go through a series of exercises to fine-tune the list and then to really make it practical.
So you really work with people in almost their character building.
Yes.
And moving into a new direction. I mean, I did go to a therapist when I was young, and because I was in a bad situation. And basically, I moved on to try to figure out how to get rid of that situation. But it, when I'm talking to other people, she put me in like a group therapy for a little while. Some people were really just caught up in being in their muck, you know?
Stuck. Yeah, stuck.
Well, people get mired in it because it feels good to vent. But there's a big difference between feeling good and actually getting better and learning the tools and getting the skills to make change. And that's really what my book is about, change.
Right.
For the better.
Yeah. And now, if you've been doing this, Jonathan, for 15 years, what did you do before that? Because obviously you made a change.
Well, this has been my career since college. As a kid, growing up, I was quite a dorky, awkward, painfully shy kid. And I overcame some of those fears and now a fairly high-functioning adult.
Wow, and that's awesome. So, okay, so can you give us some steps, things that you have a five-step plan, correct?
Mm-hmm.
Okay. So what is number one?
So the first step is to define your dream and goal.
Okay.
And the second step is to break your fear pattern. And there are a series of exercises in that step to help you accomplish that. And one of them is to do what I call a fear dump. And this is to list out all the excuses, all the worries, all the concerns, and all the reasons why you think you can't achieve the goal. So, for example, let's say you always wanted to be a fitness trainer, but you have a career. You might think, well, I don't have time to go to school to do the training. How will I schedule appointments? How will I balance it with my kids, my family? So I have people think of all the reasons why they can't do something, which is rather counterintuitive. But then we go through each one of those can'ts, and we turn them into reasons why they can. And then the third step is to rewrite your inner narrative. And that's really about changing the way that you think about yourself, about the world, about the issue and the goal. And it's a really powerful step. And I like to tell people that if every time Michael Jordan got the ball, thought, I'm no good, I'll never make that basket, he probably would have missed more baskets. So it's really important to change the way that you think about yourself and that narrative.
I find this very interesting. I'm kind of skipping through your book, and in one of your steps, it's a prep step on what do you do before you start the steps. And one of the things you say is ponder how television, news, gossip, and social media affect your fear and take steps to cut back if needed. I didn't ever even think of this, but I mean, absolutely right. I mean, if you, especially, let's say just take exercise. If you're always looking at pictures of skinny women, you know, you can get discouraged because you can't figure out what the first step is to get to where you want to get.
Yeah. I mean, we're so much of what's out there, it does influence us. So seeing, near anorexic models on the cover of magazines, I mean, that's not a good motivator, nor is that someone to aspire to be like. So in my program, I encourage people to define goals that are unique to them and not goals that are...
Right. I'm a hair therapist, and when somebody walks in and says they want, a hairstyle that I know they're not going to be able to have, obviously, you have to pick something that's within line with you.
Or if they just want, I want to change, just cut it all off.
Yeah, then you gotta discern why. Yeah,
there.
I gotta figure out, okay, wait, what's going on? Is this a real, because, you know, you can't take your hair back on after you've cut it off.
Right.
So you definitely want to do that. But, you know, I love your fear dump, because sometimes we are our worst enemies.
Mm-hmm.
We stand in front of our dreams, all of us. And so... I want to kind of, well, let's go to the four and the five really quick, and then we can kind of go back and just kind of.
Sure. So the fourth step is to eliminate your fear response. So this really gets into the physical part of fear, like the impact that it has on the body. They increase heart rate, perspiration, increase breathing. And I teach readers that the way our body responds to fear is pretty much the same it responds. Way it responds to excitement. When you're excited, your heart rate increases, it pumps more blood to your muscles, your breathing increases. And the difference between fear and excitement really lies in the brain and how we interpret those cues. And I tell a story about the first time that I was on national TV. I was incredibly anxious, and I felt like my heart was pounding out of my chest. And then I sort of changed the way I thought about that and thought, wow, this is exciting and thrilling. Still had similar physical response, but I changed the way I looked at it.
So you personally talked to that voice in your mind, right, and changed it into a positive.
Exactly.
And that's, I think, really the key. That's what helps me. You know, I mean, people are like, oh, my God, how do you, you know, talk every morning on the show? You know what? I feel blessed that I have this opportunity, and so I kind of take it as a gift, and then I change that thought in my mind and give, be the best that you can be.
Yep, that's a great tactic. And then step five would be to live your dream, and that's to implement a smart, practical action plan and really approach one action at a time to reach the ultimate goal.
Wow. You know, you make it sound so simple. If we could just nail it like this, you know. So you actually work with people that come in that are stuck in their life, and there's so many of us, you know. I just had a text from somebody that basically what their text was is, how do you get off your wheel, you know, almost like you're, you know, things are so busy that you don't have time to change, is what I kind of got from her text.
You know, if it's a priority, you can do it. And I think people sometimes don't attempt to make change because they don't know how, and they feel overwhelmed, and it just seems like a daunting task to make change or to reach a goal. So, you know, it's important to break the goal down into smaller, smart, achievable steps and to deal with that fear that's really getting between you and that goal.
So the defining part of it is really important.
It is very important, yeah.
Yeah. And now, so tell us a little bit. Obviously, those are the 5 points that you kind of talk about in your book. But what else are we going to find in your book? Because I really like it.
Oh, thank you very much. Well, you're going to find a little bit about my dorky beginning. and you're going to also find a lot of cases from my practice. Like real people who have dealt with issues, and it gives rather riveting examples of how they've overcame certain issues. And I always like to read, when I read books, I always like to read about these types of cases. It just brings it to life. Mm-hmm. And then I also talk about traits of fearless people, traits of fearful people, what keeps people fearful, because that's important to understand. And then we get into the program, you know, the thick of the book, the 5-step program.
So fear really is the key or the killer that holds everybody back, right?
Yes. Fear is about uncertainty. When we don't know what's going to happen, our brains create all sorts of wild scenarios that really are debilitating. So it's about turning certainty into certainty and then turning that into confidence with an action plan to move forward.
And I think this is real for everybody. It's like you're not the only one in the world, because obviously, you know, the highest to the lowest, we all have that negative, you know, that little voice that says, you know, you go, oh, my God, okay, I'm going to do this. And then all of a sudden you have that little voice. Well, what happens if I don't do it this way, or if I fail, or if I, right?
Yeah.
And so you have to turn that talk into, I can do this.
Mm-hmm.
You know, this is my dream. I'm worthy of it. I can follow through this. Here's my steps. And you're going to keep feeling that feeling, and you're going to keep walking through, correct?
Yeah, that's correct. And I tell in my book some stories about some well-known people, Barbara Streisand being one. She was terribly fearful of performing publicly for years, and she overcame that.
I don't know if she overcame it, because she's still fearful.
Yeah, she is still.
But she does it, but she's still fearful.
But you know what?
She does perform, though.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. But I love that, because she's authentic. And, you know, I love people that you can attain, you know, that you can relate to, because that's who they are. So thank you so much, Jonathan, for being a part of our show. And now, is this your only book?
This is my first book.
Oh, congratulations.
Thank you. It came out yesterday, and it's sold at all major bookstores and on Amazon as well.
Ah, I can't wait. I'm going to read it, and you know what? I will have you back. This is really interesting.
Yeah, I would love to.
Thanks all right.
For having me as a guest.
You got it. All right. Thank you so much.
Thank you. Take care.
All right. Bye-bye. Again, Jonathan Albert, and Be Fearless, and Change Your Life in 28 Days. There was some really good, you know, five things that we can do to change our lives. So I think we need to look at that. We do have our next guest on, and Dr. Annabelle Charbot. And you know what we're going to do is, well, we'll just take her right now, and then we'll take our break after. Does that work? All right. Annabelle, are you there?
Yes. Hi.
Hi. Welcome.
Thank you. Thanks for having me on the show.
Sure. And you're going to be talking about five signs you may be on a dangerous date, right? And did this happen to you?
With hindsight, I can certainly say it probably did. I think I was luckier than other people have been who I know.
Mm-hmm.
So, yes.
Okay. All right. And so you're from London, England, right? London.
That's right.
Okay. Yes. My whole family's from out there. And so tell us a little bit about yourself, and then we'll talk about, you know, a couple things that we need to know so that we're, you know, we could save our lives, right?
Absolutely. Well, I'm a neuroscientist. I've been doing research actually at UCSF in San Francisco. I got my PhD at UCL in London. And now I've just published my novel, A Life Lived Ridiculously, about a girl who is inadvertently set up with on a blind date with a sociopath.
Oh, my gosh.
Nice. Okay.
So how do you... Okay, so now you have all the internet stuff that, mm-hmm. you know, when I was dating, we didn't have.
No, yeah, you can Google anybody and find out a little bit about
them.
Well,
no, you meet people on the internet.
Oh, well,
saying.
Yeah, right. But then you could find out everything about them, too.
Not necessarily.
Not everything. Not what's going on in their head, right? Mm-hmm. Yeah.
So how do you know you're on a dangerous date?
Well, there's a few things you would like to look out for. I think the first thing you want to look out for is if the person you're sitting across from has an enormous ego, if they're acting like they're the smartest, richest, or most successful person around, if they sound like they've got sort of like five lives all at once and they're the sort of in charge of this company and they just made a few million over there and they're also in secret government operations, you know, you probably want to dig deeper. Why is this person telling you all this?
Well, that just may mean they're an egomaniac, but how do they become dangerous?
Well, it's probably not true, right?
Yeah, but that's not dangerous. Yeah. That's just boring. So how does that person become dangerous to you?
Well, I mean, ultimately what you're looking for is signs that you might be sitting across from a sociopath.
Mm-hmm.
So what I'm actually giving you here is signs of sociopathic behavior.
Uh-huh.
So if you are sitting across from a sociopath, that's danger. One of the big things you can do is dig deeper. You start asking questions about their stories, and you start to find lies and gaps, and nothing stacks up. That's another sign that you're with somebody who's not quite right. The other sign is if they blame others. So if you do dig deeper, and then you start to find stuff that doesn't add up, they'll tell you that it's not their fault, that somebody else is to blame. They'll have wonderful experiences.
I think one of the biggest problems is when people go and try to date somebody, they're enamored by the person from the beginning. They want it to be work
perfect.
Out.
Right. That is
they
that
want it, you know. So they develop in their own mind things that they fill in the gaps that the person isn't actually saying, but they want to be true.
They think the best of everything. That
sure.
Even they twist it around to be positive, even though it's not positive, right?
Where if you just met that person, you were becoming a friend with them, you'd listen to them and think, boy, they're full of it.
Yeah, this is true.
Actually, that's a really good point, what you said, that we fill in the gaps for them. So actually, that's why it's so easy to not spot the gaps. We'll just fill it in.
And
I'm, like you said, you want to believe that they're...
Right, and I have to say, you know, when people are looking for relationships, men or women, a lot of times they're, you know, I don't want to use the word desperate, but I am going to use the word desperate. Is, you know, that they are so desperate to have a relationship that they discount all of the flaws that they they don't want to see, because maybe the outside they're good looking, or maybe it looks like they could fit in their life, and you know, so you don't see all the problems, and I think that that's a huge thing. So
exactly, and that's why people can be blind for a long time, and they'll let her toxic relationship go on for way longer than it has to, even when bells are ringing everywhere that this is wrong.
Right. How do we keep ourselves safe?
Yeah, there you go.
Well, I think the key is to be aware that there are people out there who are preying on you rather than wanting to date, fall in love with you, and to look out for the signs that these are not, that this is not just a genuine person, somebody who's also looking to fall in love. And I think, you know, being informed about what it is to be a sociopath, because 4% of the population is a sociopath, so it's a high number. And nobody knows about it when we begin our dating lives.
Did you say 4% or 40%?
Four.
Oh, okay. I got a little worried. I'm like, oh, my word. There's no hope whatsoever.
Four is plenty.
Yeah, exactly.
Oh, wow.
So, yeah, we need to be aware of this. Other things you probably want to look out for is if your date indulges in what's known as pity play, so they're trying to appeal to your sympathy. They want you to feel sorry for them, maybe their abusive childhood, their crazy ex, and their incurable disease or a financial setback. If they start to lay on the sob stories really thickly, really start to look out for that, because that could be the first sign that someone's going to manipulate you into handing over your life savings.
Yeah, I think all the things that you're saying are so true, but I think that it's so important to really stand in your own ground and find somebody that's going to enhance your life, not, you know, suck you dry and smother you.
See, I also think the most important thing about dating is for you to be the best person you can be, because you won't attract those people that will prey on you.
Yeah, there's another great point.
When I was in my 20s, I had dated a guy for a very long time, and when we broke up, I decided I wasn't going to date anybody seriously for a year.
Till you met your husband, right? Yeah.
Well, no, not till I met my husband, for a year. And in that year, I just dated people casually, and I had a totally different attitude towards the people that I was dating, because I didn't care whether we had we were just having, you know, going out and having a dinner or whatever, and I would see them much clearer rather than look at them as a mate. And at the end of that year, I was a much healthier person to actually be able to meet somebody that was healthy.
And I think that's really good, because you were really growing yourself.
Right. I was not interested in finding what I was missing in somebody else.
Mm-hmm. Smart. That's very smart right there. Yeah.
Yeah. Well, you know,
I approach my dating experience as interviewing.
Oh, right. There you go.
And so I asked a lot of questions. And also, I met them in public places. So
right, that's really important.
It turned to be a fearful situation, I felt comforted by people around.
Right.
And then also, I let someone know
I was
and the telephone number, and to have them call me, actually.
Yeah.
And if I didn't answer in 15 minutes, to call the police.
Oh, that's a real... I took another step. Yeah, that is it. You know what?
Scared.
I haven't heard of that, but that's really a good one. You know?
Yeah. It's better not to get into a car with them. Even at the end of a really successful day, they might be all going home now. It's best to just go home the way you arrived.
Yes.
Well, you know, this is interesting, because now my friends are in their 40s or even 50s, and they take dating a totally different way. One of my daughter's friend's mother was meeting people on a Christian dating service. And these men, I mean, they would they would ask him to marry him, on the second date. That's crazy making.
That's pretty desperate.
Yeah.
That's actually on my list of things to watch.
Yeah.
Getting serious too quickly.
Way too quickly. Then you've got to ask yourself, what's the rush?
Yeah.
Yeah,
even if you're on a site that supposedly you have mutual, so a Christian dating, obviously these people are both Christians, so they're looking for a Christian. So once they find somebody they think that, you know, that they're compatible with, they think the next step is, let's get married. Well, No, the next step is let's see if we're even compatible.
Or let's get to know each other a little more. So, yeah. Well, thank you for, you know, these are all really good reminders. You know, we all want to find happiness. We all want to find a partner. We all want the perfect relationship. But we don't want it at any expense. And sometimes, like, again, I say, we want that so bad that we overlook all the obvious things. Mm-hmm. And so thank you so much for sharing some really great, you know, tips for us. So where can we find more out about you?
Well, there's the website, which is ridiculouslife.net, and the book, which is available everywhere, Amazon.
And that's a novel, correct?
It's a novel, yes. I wrote it as a novel. I felt that it would allow people to really relate to the concept of what it's like to date sociopaths if they got it in a story form. Yeah. And you can get that at Barnes & Noble in stores and online and at Amazon.
Okay. Well, perfect. Well, thank you so much, Annabelle. I appreciate you being a guest on our show.
Thank you. Thanks for having me.
All right. You got it. You are listening to The Kim Pagano Show. Stay with us. We're going to just take a really quick break, and we'll be right back. Hi, it's Kim, and I want to share someone with you. My Mechanic. With over 30 years of experience, you can be sure that your car will always be handled with the latest diagnostic equipment. Everything that needs to be done to your car will be explained in layman's terms.
Hi, I'm Jerry Schaffman, owner of JBS Auto Services. We specialize in gas, diesel, domestic, foreign, street rod, heavy-duty trucks, and motorhomes. Give us a call so we can take care of all your automotive problems. We are located right off the 118 in Simi Valley. Give us a call, 805-522-3923. Again, that number is 805-522-3923.
Hi, I'm Andrea with Hometown Insurance Services. Allied Insurance is a member of Nationwide Insurance Family. Allied will discount your premiums up to 23% if we insure both your home and auto together. Allied also offers many occupational discounts. Please call Hometown Insurance today for a free, no pressure, no obligation quote. Call us at 850-0380 or stop by our office at 4517 Market Street, Suite 1B in Ventura.
You're listening to The Kim Pagano Show on AM 1400 KKZZ. Remember to visit the show's official website at www.thekimpaganoshow.com. You can podcast prior programs as well as check out articles and other tidbits from previous interviewees. It's all at the official website of The Kim Pagano Show, www.thekimpaganoshow.com. And now, once again, here's Kim.
I've known a few guys who thought they were pretty smart, but you got being right down to an art. You think you're a genius, you drive me up the wall. You're a regular original, know it all. Oh, you think you're special.
All right, love it, love it, love it. And you are listening to The Kim Pagano Show. I'm Kim. I'm here with Marcia. I got Madeline in the studio. We got Matt on our board. Our phone number here is 805-639-0008. And we've had, this has been interesting. We've had
I'm
some really
so
great
topics.
I'm just so
glad I don't have to date anymore.
Oh, I know. I know, huh?
It's hard.
Yeah, Madeline. Yeah, it is. It is hard. But you know what? Again, you want to be who you are and mm-hmm. find somebody to enhance mm-hmm. your life.
Right.
Mm-hmm. Not try to, you
healthy
know.
People attract healthy people.
Absolutely. There you go. Yeah, you want to be your best before that's you right. start looking
and
for somebody else.
It can be fun.
Yeah,
it can
yeah.
be fun.
Definitely. Yeah. Well, I want to let you know all the ways that you can find us here at my website, kimpaganoshow.com. And you can always listen live there. You can go to iTunes and download my shows now. and tune in radio on your smartphones. And also become a fan on Facebook. There's a lot going on around here, and we've got tickets to everything, and we want you to be a part of it. We've got Caneo Valley Days coming up. There's something happening in every corner, so I would love you to be a part of that. Also, if you would like to be a part of our show, definitely give us a call at 805-419-0008. I'd love to have you be a part of our show to get your business out there to learn more about it. So we've got a great team, and they will be giving you a call back if you are interested. All right. Well, gosh, it's already gone by. Amazing. Fast. Amazing, but fast. A lot of information, a lot of great people. And that's kind of what we do here, you know, is try to bring you different things that can help you enhance your life to be the best you. And that's what it's all about. So many of us don't know who we are, and kind of like along with what Guy Finley was saying, is it's really important to kind of close our eyes and look inside and be the best. And, you know, that's why I hope that that was the reason that you've been tuning in. And my listeners like to look good, feel good, and do good. So I want to thank both of you for being a part of my show. And Matt on the board, thank you so much. Also, of course, I end all of my shows with a mommy moment. And today's is, your life is your message to the world. Make sure it's inspiring. Mm. You know, and so many of us maybe contradict who we are by, you know, our actions speak louder than our words. And so make sure you're in line with who you really want to be. And so with that, you've been listening to The Kim Pagano Show. I'm Kim. Have a really great day, and I'll talk to you tomorrow.